And coming up next, it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides, the October 10th, 2024 edition. It's going to be hearing, well, you're going to be hearing the voices of Julia Vinograd as she reads poetry in the old Cafe Med, as I buttonholed her and got some stuff, I guess either from one of her latest books at that time, or just stuff that she pulled out of her sheaf of papers. We hear the outcome of Alex and Joff's trial. These were artists on Pacific Avenue who were harassed and ultimately cited for displaying their art outside the boxes on principle. The boxes are these blue-chalked areas, square areas in Pacific Avenue, which were cooked up to a limit. Street performing, street vending, peacefully panhandling, and any kind of political tabling. There's some discussion of that with Keith McHenry as well, who actually, in his own time and at risk of his own liberty and wallet, chose to expand those blue marks some weeks before, maybe even some months before, and was quite outspoken about doing it. And eventually that all changed because of a kind of a combination of court, legislative, and simply, I think, it may well have been public pressure too, or just weariness by the authorities at the battle. Or maybe just common sense kicked in, who knows. But things have gotten somewhat better on this particular issue. You'll also hear from Michael Deal of Berkeley, who worked with homeless folks up there. Santa Cruz City Council gets a lot of analysis from me, and you get to hear lots of talk from folks addressing City Council on issues that, well, I will leave you to discover them. There's also some discussion of Don Lane's new proposal to somewhat modify and lessen the penalties or lessen the scope of the camping ban ordinance insofar as sleeping went. And you'll hear some of that discussion. But let's flash back now to November 12th, 2015, and either enjoy it or learn from it. Maybe both.